kick ass. Whoa, that's kick ass. Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second or 10-minute Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little kick in your butt on a Monday morning. That's right. This is the new show, Monday Mornings, to get you fired up for the week. Start off with a few fun facts. Well, do you realize this? That all the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck at 4:20. Did you know that? And do you realize this? The average chocolate bar, I'm going to dedicate a lot of this, by the way, to teens, and especially to my son, Calvin, who said I would not play one of his favorite songs. So I'm going to do a few yucky things, yucky facts for kids. The average chocolate bar has 8 insects legs in it. Do you realize that? And the average human eats about 8 spiders in their lifetime. And another one for the young teens there. You know, the youngest pope was 11 years old. Of age. And the shortest war in history was between Zanzibar in England in 1896. Zanzibar surrendered in 38 minutes. That's right, 38-minute war. I like those kind of wars. I think if I'm going to have a war, it'll be a 38-minute war. This is a song my son said I wouldn't play, Toothless Hawkins and his robot jazz band. Going out to Calvin Wood, 15. Here we go. See, Calvin, I told you I would. All right, so this week's all about top tips for having a kick-ass week. Some 4 or 5 things you can do every week to make it a stunner. That's right. But, you know, when I think of one thing to really get done, right, is to sort of start thinking about, you know, adding more humor into your life. And so I thought I'd start Monday morning with a little bit of comedy for you from a guy I think is brilliant. So here he is, Robin Williams for you, talking about childhood for our children out there. Here we go.
Your first test as a father, a diaper. You're ready. You may be a lumberjack, you may have been a Marine, you may have seen blood and guts, but you've never seen caca like this. It's incredible stuff. It's part toxic waste, part Velcro. First time you peel back that diaper, it's like, honey, I've got it. This shit is green. This is incredible. What do you feed him, algae?
You know, a lot of us need to have a little bit more laughter in our life. But let's talk about some of the things we can be doing. And one of the things I think to have a great week is make great weekends. And this weekend, we had a phenomenal weekend. A couple of highlights for me was a big wrestling match with my two sons, and they're getting bigger and bigger. I mean, Calvin's taller than me now. I still took him, but it's a lot of work. I was out of breath for a few minutes, and I could hear Calvin mumbling in the background. I'm almost as strong as him. So that's one. But the other one is the neighbors. The neighbors are from the big city of Toronto. We live in Kelowna, and they bought the house next door. Not moving until March. And we just got to know him. And I sort of wandered out. I saw him pull up and went over and gave him a big hug, which, you know, from Toronto, that kind of freaked him out a little bit. And invited myself in next door for a glass of wine. So later on in the evening, Jen and I showed up there with a bottle. And we sat up till 4:30 a.m. laughing and telling stories. And so, Ray and Wanda, I am so excited you're neighbors. We ended up walking away with the keys to their house, and they said, just pop in, keep an eye on things. You know, and I think that's what it is. I talk about that all the time, that, you know, we have a chance to really get to know our neighbors. So I want you to think about that.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And
always look on the bright side of life.
I got to get moving. I've only got 10 minutes here. Anyway, so what? A few things you could do, right? So first of all, make the weekend really memorable. Do great stuff. Number two, none of this, oh my God, it's Monday. Oh, thank God it's Friday. Get rid of that. If you've got even a crappy job, if you want to be a great kick-ass life practitioner, do it better than anyone else. Go in there with the best attitude and watch what happens. Things will happen. People will notice your energy, and you're going to get either whisked away, or you're going to get an increase in salary, or you're going to get promoted. It's all about attitude. So none of this, oh God, it's Monday, all right? So with that being said, next song, Wild Thing. Wild Thing. Show up with a great attitude and great energy. All right. Number three. Okay. It's attend a meeting with yourself before you do any of that email stuff, before you take any of those calls. 30 minutes of planning. 30 minutes of planning will change everything for you. Again, even as an employee, go in there. What is it you want to get done? What is it you want to get done on that Monday morning? You will not be somebody who dislikes Monday mornings. A little Fleetwood Mac. Here we go. Got to get some peace in my mind. Monday morning, you sure look fine. Oh yeah, little Fleetwood Mac can't beat that. All right, so what do we go through? Just to remind you again, number one, make your weekend memorable. Number two, none of this, oh my God, it's Monday, or oh, thank God it's Friday. Number three, attend a meeting with yourself. Number four, eat the frog. Come on, eat the frog. Do something that you're putting off. Do that hardest thing first. Do the crappy thing. Just get it out of the way and eat the frog. All right, again, a little repeat for you. Make the weekend memorable. All right, no, oh my God, it's Monday. Well, thank God it's Friday. Attend a meeting with yourself. 30 minutes of planning will change everything. Eat the frog. Do the hardest thing. And here's a big one. Finish something early. So you've gone in, get it done, finish it. You're going to feel amazing. All right, and I always feel amazing when I listen to this band.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get to two. Another one bites the dust.
That's right, get them done. Get it out of the way. All right, you're gonna feel unbelievable. All right, so here we go. Number one, make your weekend memorable. Number two, oh, none of this, oh my God, it's Monday, or thank God it's Friday. Number three, attend a meeting with yourself. 30 minutes of planning. Number four, eat that frog. Do the hard thing. Get it out of the way. Number five, here we go. Finish something early. And number six, the last one. All right. Get some quickies done. Anything that takes 10 minutes, just get a quickie done. Get it out the way. You will feel unbelievably amazing. So get a quickie done. And here we are, a little quickie for you.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me your wish list. I have you addicted. So, mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm mannish. I speak a language of love like Spanish.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, so that's it for you. How to make your week a kick-ass week. All right. Do stuff, cool stuff on the weekends. Create great memories. So you're feeling awesome. You just come into the week feeling amazing. You know, no, oh my God, it's Monday, or thank God it's Friday. Attend a meeting with yourself. 30 minutes of planning will change everything. Eat that frog, that crazy green frog. Finish something early. Finish something early. And do some quickies, those 10-minute things, get them out the way, and you will feel incredible. So that's how we're going to have a kick-ass life. And the other thing is, listen, Monday morning exercise. If you exercise on a Monday morning, it'll put you in momentum for the whole week, and you will feel like a champion. Oh, yeah, I missed that.
We are the champions.
Anyway, listen, guys, I am so proud of you. And guess what? We had a big benchmark this week, 750,000 downloads, 750,000, a 750,000. And I want to remind you guys, one of the ways that you can help the show is simple, it's easy, is to go to thekickasslife.com/subscribe, thekickasslife.com/subscribe, and go to iTunes and leave a review and a star rating. That will escalate us so quickly, and it will help us reach even more people. All right, you can come play with us, David on Facebook.com. Come play. Leave some ideas. You know, remember, Saturday show, by the way, there were some great questions on Saturday show. It ran long because there was a lot of questions, and my goal is to answer all the questions that come. So, again, you know, listen to Saturday show. I have an amazing, amazing guest coming up on Tuesday. And Thursday's show, what I promised you, remember Thursday? I promised I'd talk about money on Saturday's show. So we have a whole show on Thursday all about money, okay? And don't forget, you can go to thekickasslife.com, read the show notes. We're getting a lot better at leaving some great tips for you. With that being said, I am running over. I'm 11:11. I can't believe it. So it's time for me to say, hey, make every week a kick-ass week, and I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.